We are underway on a Saturday afternoon from Terre Haute. Ramblers open up man-to-man defensively as Indiana State attacks the basket to our left. Here's Scott in the left wing, a bouncer to the post. Kitchell, whip out pass to Brown, head and shoulder fake, drives in on White, into the paint, right baseline, Gantz, his jumper from five doesn't go. Montel James in a hand of the rebound, tipped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Kitchell of Indiana State. The Ramblers dig in defensively and force Indiana State to come up empty on their first touch here on this Saturday afternoon. Ramblers go on offense, attacking four court left. Opening half on a Saturday afternoon. Ramblers at 3-4 in the valley. Indiana State at 5-2. James jump stop down the right-hand side of the lane. Kitchell tied him up, knocked the ball away. James got it back up with the left hand from the right-hand side of the rim, and it's good. Montel James working hard on Kitchell down low on the right block, and he opens the scoring tonight, and the Ramblers draw first blood 50 seconds in. Kitchell trying to bounce down low to Gantt, but a little bit too far out of the outstretched hands of Justin Gantt, the 6'9 senior out of Terre Haute. And Indiana State commits their first turnover of the afternoon. And the Ramblers go back on offense, a 2-0 lead. We've played a minute here inside the Holman Center on the Indiana State University campus. Indiana State plays man. White, foul line. Baseline left is James. Passed up an open look. Kitchell closed on him. Around to the right it goes. Chrisman. He'll dribble toward the right corner. Up top over to Thomas. Back to Chrisman. Streaking across the lane and a bounce in the left block to James. James backs it on Kitchell. Wheels baseline. Into the paint. Up with a right hand. Tried to kiss it home. Didn't go. Justin Gantt secures the rebound for Indiana State. Sycamores trail it 2-0 on offense. Attacking four court right. Christian Smith. Right point to Brown. Two hands of pass, Kitchell. Left corner, Smith. Into the paint. Gantt across the lane to Kitchell. Layup, no, but a whistle and a foul called. Great ball movement by Indiana State. They're going to get Devin Turk going up against Kitchell and helps on defense. They fed it down low to Gantt, who very quickly across the lane shoveled off to a streaking Kitchell from the right side. Devin Turk's going to pick up the personal foul. That'll be his first. Team foul number one of the maroon and gold, and Kitchell to the line for Indiana State. Torrey Kemley knocks down the first. Kitchell on the year, 71%, 37-52, but just 2 points and four rebounds on Wednesday in Cedar Falls. Second one rattles out, and a rebound to Chrisman. So the Rambler lead is one, 2-1 our count, 18-11 to play in this first half. Sideline right, Chrisman. Around the left it goes. White feed the post again. James bodies up on Kitchell, and Kitchell blocked it away, but a whistle and a foul called right in front of the Indiana State bench, and Greg Lansing does not agree with that one. They're going to get the personal foul on Brenton Scott coming over on the help side defense. So they're going to say Kitchell was straight up and down, but Scott, who came over and converged on Montel James, going to pick up the foul. That's his first, team foul number one on Indiana State. Montel James to the line, foul line to my left, 57% on the year. Junior eyes the hoop, free throw is nothing but net. Much improved at the foul stripe is Montel James, who has all three for the Ramblers here in the early going. One more foul shot to come. Double figures nine times. That along with Devin Turk tied for the team lead. He's done so in two straight. 11 points on Wednesday against Evansville. Also had a nice showing down at SIU where he knocked in 12 last Sunday. And James, perfect in a pair of foul shot tries. Montel James 4 and Indiana State 1. We played 2 minutes here in Terre Haute on a Saturday afternoon. Devontae Brown give and go to Gantt, who rises to the rim and flushes it down low on the right. Good give and go, and Gantt with a spike for the first field goal of the afternoon for the Sycamores, who pull back within 1-4-3. Here's White for the Ramblers. Whip out pass Thomas. Diagonal pass right wing over to Chrisman. Dribbles to the foul line. Left corner. Back over to Kiki. Into the paint to James. Wild shot doesn't go from the left block. Weak side rebound Gantt. Quickly up ahead Scott. He'll terminate the dribble. Give to Gantt. Lob down low to Kitchell. Deflected into the air by James. And into the hands of White. Ramblers right to left. Chrisman into the paint. A kick out top over to White. Now pitches for Chrisman. Works around a high ball screen set by Thomas. Takes him baseline left. Refeeds Thomas top of the wheel. Now Earl Peterson into the game. To Chrisman. Left baseline. Cut off by Kitchell. Lob feed up top. Peterson 15 to shoot. Peterson to the right elbow. Whip out over to Thomas. Head and shoulder fake on Gantt. Chrisman streaking in. Left of the key. Pulls up and knocks down a little baby jumper from five. And Joe Chrisman who has not been an offensive threat for the Maroon and Gold in recent weeks, has his first two of the night. Ramblers 6, Indiana State 3. Devontae Brown, ball fake. Mid-post left now, Kitchell. Back to the basket. Wheels in on James. Knocked James to the ground, but he finishes with a right-handed baby hook. And Kitchell after the contact. No whistles blown. James to the ground, and Kitchell able to finish for his first 2 points of the afternoon. And the Rambler lead is back to one. 6-5 with a rock. Christian Thomas head of the key. White lob feed. Low right to Montel James, who got loose for the deuce on the right block. And Montel James, points number 5 and 6 of the Ramblers, 8. And the Maroon and Gold, a 3-point lead, 8-5. And that very quickly goes away as Devontae Brown is left wide open right point. And Brown, the junior out of Killeen, Texas, has his first field goal. 12-3 ball of the year. We're knotted up at 8 apiece. Here's James, low left. Reverse layup attempt. Good. A whistle, and it's going to be a travel call first on Montel James as he tried to tiptoe that left baseline before finishing on the right-hand side of the rim. Media timeout. We'll take it with him. 15:48 to play in the opening half. Here in Terre Haute, it's the Ramblers and Indiana State, all tied up at 8 apiece, presented by PNC. This is Loyola University basketball. The Loyola University Medical Center is proud to be the official healthcare provider for the Ramblers. The people of Loyola promise patients that we go beyond the illness to treat the whole person. We also treat the human spirit. Visit them online at loyolamedicine.org. John Fitzgerald, back live courtside here inside the Holman Center in Terre Haute on a Saturday afternoon. The Ramblers and Indiana State all knotted up at 8 points apiece in the early going. We have 15:48 to play in this opening half. Ramblers come out of the gates, knocking down 3 of their first 6 shots. Montel James has been the catalyst. 6 of the Ramblers' first 8 points as they have gone downstairs underneath to him just about every offensive possession so far. Indiana State's beginning to get a little bit hotter after a cold start. They've knocked down 3 of 4 shots. And Devontae Brown's first 3 ball of the afternoon moments ago drew Indiana State even for the first time today. And that's where we stand right now. 8-8 tie. Ramblers unveil 3-quarter court pressure. Ramblers now with Turk Richardson, Chrisman Thomas, and Dante Ingram, the 5 of the floor. Trey Bennett now handles the basketball. A junior college All-American at Lamar State Junior College in Texas a year ago. He averages 7 a game. Gant, low right layup, no. And the weak shot, rebound to Turk for the Ramblers. One shot now for Indiana State. Ramblers have been handled on the glass their last two, and that's something Porter Moser and the Maroon and Gold want to switch today in this afternoon tilt against Indiana State. Thomas in the paint, up with the right hand, shot doesn't go. Rebound Christian Smith, Indiana State. Thomas had a good look, left it short, spin move now, Brown whip out. Left side, Gant, an open look, 3, rattles and falls. And Justin Gant, 3 ball number 15 in the campaign, points number 3, 4, and 5 in the afternoon. And Indiana State lead, now their first lead at 11-8. Turk, baseline left. Up top, Chrisman left wide open for 3. Passes up, instead passes into the post. Thomas back to Chrisman, steps into an open look 3. Left it woefully short. Rebound tipped on the deck, and finally gathered in by Gant of Indiana State. 11-8, Sycamores in transition 3. Brown rattles and falls. Left point for 3. Brown's second of the night. They come to their feet here in Terre Haute inside the Holman Center in Porter Moser Wands time. A 30-second timeout. 14:33 to play in this opening half. And Indiana State now a 14-8 lead on back-to-back 3 balls out of the hands of Justin Gant and Devontae Brown for the second time today. And the Ramblers, who at one point led this 6-2 with the onset, now all of a sudden find themselves trailing by 6. 14-8 our count. Rambler basketball is presented as always by the Bus Bank. Whether it's a school bus, mini coach, motor coach, or an executive coach, the Bus Bank has a wide variety of charter bus options for your group charter needs. Need a bus for your sports team or for a family outing, they have you covered. The Bus Bank has the largest nationwide inventory in the industry with 24-7 on-call customer service and online account management. Give them a call today at 800-689-1004. That's 800-689-1004. Or visit them online at busbank.com. The Bus Bank, the easiest way to charter a bus anywhere in North America and the official transportation provider for the Ramblers.